welcome, and hopefully welcome again. Welcome back. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com with another wine review like we always do, a podcast. Companion podcast for a wine review we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We do three a week and have been doing that for like 15 years. Podcast just for a few years, and now we've got a YouTube channel. Check that out. It's a hoot. And what do we have here today? Like, we always talk about wines under $20. We do go higher in the holidays. We're getting there, but November, December, you know, when we get into times when you might want to bring a bottle over to a party or have friends stop by and pull out something a little bit better than the usual. Not that the usual isn't good, but sometimes, you know, that gesture means something. This is an inexpensive wine, but it's good enough to be one of those wines you pull out. And what we have today is the Kirkland Signature Napa Valley Red Blend 2021. And what is it? It's a Bordeaux blend. And there are five approved grapes. Actually, Carmenere is approved too, I believe. But they're still mad at it for what happened in the 1800s. So you don't see it very often. But what's the blend here? I got the back of the bottle. It's 62% Cabernet Sauvignon, 19% Merlot, 10% Malbec, 6% Cabernet Franc, and 3% Petit Verdot. And those are the typical grapes you get out of Bordeaux blends. You know, most of Bordeaux is left bank or right bank, you know, Merlot base, Cabernet base, because each side of the river bank. Napa Valley ain't about river banks. It's about mountain valleys. Most of their AVAs go down in between two mountains. And they're up in the foothills, and there's the benchland and all that type of thing. And it's actually a pretty big growing area, and all Napa Valley is not the same. I went to a tasting one time, and some of the original people there from the benchland, who they believe, and they're probably right because they know what they're doing, that's the real Napa Valley. And there's other places that maybe not as... that came along. Johnny-come-lately, who just... plant in other areas. Not that any of the areas there are bad. This is big money. They don't play games. But not everything in Napa is the greatest there ever was. But there are places that are really, really good. And this is a really good red blend. This is maybe one of the best red blends I've had all year. And we're in October, so... and we do three a week. We're doing pretty good. This is a... this is an all-rounder red. I'm going to take a sip. It's got smoothness and depth, and it's got really good flavor. You know, I was thinking, you know, a lot of times these Napa wines are wines that you would pair with, like, a good steak or, you know, a good cut of meat. And, you know, with the price of steak nowadays... having to spend another at least $40 for the bottle of wine to go with it, you know, that's kind of like, it makes you think twice. But when you can, this is a $10.99 wine, but when that expensive aged steak can pair with a $10.99 red, and you know how Costco is, they take 15% and that's it. And a lot of wine stores and whatever take 50%. So this is a wine that's probably $16, $17 in a store, which you're getting into the serious good wines. And plus, since they pay up front, you get another, you know, this could be this $10.99 wine, and I'm just coming up with things here, but could be the equivalent to maybe like around a $20 retail store wine, because you're getting the pay up front price, and because they're taking less money. So this $10.99 wine isn't a $10.99 wine. You shouldn't measure it against other $10.99 wines, because it, in reality, should and could sell for more. I'm taking another sip, and it pairs well with, you know, you could legitimately, it's got enough structure, it's got enough flavor that it would do a steak proud. And sometimes food that, you know, will pair well with a heavier food doesn't sip well. I mean, because it has to balance out, so it has to somehow be a little bit over the top to when it's hit food, it then hits right in the middle of the sweet spot. But this one does both well. It sips fine, and it's calling out for... And you could do burgers, you could do pizza, you could do Chipotle. I mean, you could do all that with this for $10.99 and feel very happy about it. But you could also go upscale, and it would hit the spot, which is high praise for a $10.99 wine. It just tastes good. It's got like rounded fruit flavors. It's got some vanilla. It's got some spice. It's got, black cherry. It's got blueberry. It's got plum. Maybe some orange zest, a little bit of that edge to it. Not vanilla. You know, it's got maybe like a little sleek hit of mocha. That's a good wine. It's the Kirkland Signature Napa Valley Red Blend 2021. Keep it in mind for the season when it starts being the party season. We're getting there. Because this is a wine that would that hits more than the price tag. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Like us where you like your podcast. Comment on whatever you want to comment on. Like us if you can on the different whatevers. And we'd appreciate it. And we got more coming up. And this is our time of year when wine and parties go together. So adios, keep it cheap. I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. Bye-bye.